Cambridge Preliminary English Test 7 by University of Cambridge ESOL Examinations in conjunction with Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. CD 2. This is the Cambridge Preliminary English Test, Test 3. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. Where did the man leave his camera?
Oh no, I haven't got my camera.
But you used it just now to take a photograph of the fountain.
Oh, I remember. I put it down on the steps while I put my coat on.
Well, let's drive back quickly. It might still be there.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice. 1. Which present will the girl receive?
What would you like for your birthday, Maria? Would you like a new carpet for your bedroom floor? Your room's quite dark. It would really make it brighter in there.
Well, I did see a wonderful collection of short stories in a shop yesterday. I'd really like that. And don't forget, I'm going on holiday soon. A really nice leather suitcase would be great.
Oh dear, I was sure you'd really love my idea, so I'm afraid I've already got it.
Oh, Mum.
Now listen again.
What would you like for your birthday, Maria? Would you like a new carpet for your bedroom floor? Your room's quite dark. It would really make it brighter in there.
Well, I did see a wonderful collection of short stories in a shop yesterday. I'd really like that. And don't forget, I'm going on holiday soon. A really nice leather suitcase would be great.
Oh dear, I was sure you'd really love my idea, so I'm afraid I've already got it.
Oh, Mum.
Two. Where will the tourists go last?
I hope you're all enjoying this walking tour of Kingston. We visited the oldest building in the city, the castle. We still have the famous gardens to see and the trip on the riverboat, which we're going to do at the end of the day. But next, I suggest that we have a break for lunch here in the town park. There's a cafe just over there and plenty of seats as well.
Now listen again.
I hope you're all enjoying this walking tour of Kingston. We visited the oldest building in the city, the castle. We still have the famous gardens to see and the trip on the riverboat, which we're going to do at the end of the day. But next, I suggest that we have a break for lunch here in the town park. There's a cafe just over there and plenty of seats as well.
3. How much does the man pay for the postage?
I'd like to send a parcel to Hong Kong, please. How much will it cost?
I'll need to weigh it before I can tell you. Okay, if you send this by air, which is more expensive than by sea, it'll be €18.50. By sea, it'll be about half that, €7.50.
I need to send it by air, so I'll pay the extra. But last time, I think I only paid €15.50 for the same weight. Have prices increased?
Yes, sorry.
Now listen again.
I'd like to send a parcel to Hong Kong, please. How much will it cost?
I'll need to weigh it before I can tell you. Okay, if you send this by air, which is more expensive than by sea, it'll be €18.50. By sea, it'll be about half that, €7.50.
I need to send it by air, so I'll pay the extra. But last time, I think I only paid €15.50 for the same weight. Have prices increased?
Yes, sorry.
Four. Where in the theatre did the woman leave her gloves?
Good morning. I lost a pair of black leather gloves at the theatre last night, but I'm not sure where. I know I kept them with me when I left my coat in the cloakroom.
Ah, we have found a pair this morning, under one of the seats.
Oh, now I remember. I put them on my seat when I went to the coffee bar during the interval. Well, they probably fell on the floor when I came back.
Well, you can collect them from the ticket office any time.
Now listen again.
Good morning. I lost a pair of black leather gloves at the theatre last night, but I'm not sure where. I know I kept them with me when I left my coat in the cloakroom.
Ah, we have found a pair this morning, under one of the seats.
Oh, now I remember. I put them on my seat when I went to the coffee bar during the interval. Well, they probably fell on the floor when I came back.
Well, you can collect them from the ticket office any time.
Five. Which dress does the woman like best?
Oh, look! That dress with the spots is really nice. Shall I buy it?
It's a bit expensive, though it would look really good on you. But that white one is really nice. You always look great in white. This one with the flowers would look good on you too. And look, it's half price.
I'm not very keen on that material. And I prefer the spotty one to the white one, don't you?
Oh, well, it's better if you decide which one you want.
Now listen again.
Oh, look! That dress with the spots is really nice. Shall I buy it?
It's a bit expensive, though it would look really good on you. But that white one is really nice. You always look great in white. This one with the flowers would look good on you too. And look, it's half price.
I'm not very keen on that material. And I prefer the spotty one to the white one, don't you?
Oh, well, it's better if you decide which one you want.
Six. What is the television programme about?
Hi, Daniela. It's Maria. There's a really good programme you might like to watch on TV tonight at 9. That presenter you like, the woman who films elephants in Africa, she's doing a special programme.
Is she going back to Africa?
Well, this time she's visiting the South Pole to study some of the wildlife there. It looks like they had a difficult time making the programme. The weather was so bad they couldn't fly there. It took 2 weeks just to get there by ship.
That'll be interesting. Thanks.
Now listen again.
Hi, Daniela. It's Maria. There's a really good programme you might like to watch on TV tonight, at 9. That presenter you like, the woman who films elephants in Africa, she's doing a special programme.
Is she going back to Africa?
Well, this time she's visiting the South Pole to study some of the wildlife there. It looks like they had a difficult time making the programme. The weather was so bad they couldn't fly there. It took 2 weeks just to get there by ship.
That'll be interesting. Thanks.
Seven. Which vehicle does Steve intend to buy?
I saw Steve's wife driving his sports car the other day.
Did you? He told me he was going to sell it because with 3 children he needs to get something more practical. You know, a 4-door car with lots of space for luggage.
Well, he's got a van which he uses for his business, but I suppose he can't really put the children in the back of that. I might think of buying that sports car, actually.
Really?
Now listen again.
I saw Steve's wife driving his sports car the other day.
Did you? He told me he was going to sell it because with 3 children he needs to get something more practical. You know, a 4-door car with lots of space for luggage.
Well, he's got a van which he uses for his business, but I suppose he can't really put the children in the back of that. I might think of buying that sports car, actually.
Really?
That is the end of part 1.